providing solution to compensate and restore destroyed resources.
This study was conducted on the practical factors that affect climate change and temperature increase in detail.
We also considered the destructive effects of this phenomenon on the environment and human physical health. Finally, we provided several solutions to prevent and control climate change. We discussed the rules and individual behavior and the application of new technologies in this field. In the following, we will present a solution to compensate for the damage caused by climate change and to restore natural and environmental resources.
Restoring water resources, first solution.
A. It is possible to revive water resources by changing the structure of dams and implementing water storage projects. In recent years, governments have built large dams on rivers to store water and generate electricity and prevent floods during seasonal rains and sometimes by unprincipled harvesting and transferring water with pipelines from the back. Dams have stopped the passage of water along the course of some rivers. Despite having many benefits, dams also have disadvantages when they prevent natural water flow. The loss of natural resources along the rivers, the drying of underground water courses and the creation of subsidence, the loss of surface moisture and the creation of dry air are among the disadvantages of such dams that can significantly affect climate change and temperature increase. The inverse relationship between humidity and temperature and the effectiveness of precipitation from water evaporation and the drying of river channels play a significant role in reducing precipitation. By respecting the environmental laws and implementing water storage projects, the governments should release the water on the spillway behind the primary dams. They create dams and lakes along the river's bed streams. They also manage the water harvest to prevent rivers from drying up along the water movement path and restore water resources.
B. Water storage in underground arteries by aqueducts. Another water storage method has been used since ancient times. This method benefits water storage in the ground by an aqueduct. In this method, people dig multiple connected wells like a tunnel from the foothills of the foothills. These places are the source of water from melting snow and the water is transferred in underground arteries and at the same time stored again. One of this method's properties is the water's low evaporation level. It also keeps the soil moist. In ancient times and hot regions, this method was prevalent and valuable. Aqueducts were used to transfer seasonal flood waters. To control the intensity of seasonal water floods, people mined the stream of the rivers in the form of steps and stored it by leading it to the aqueducts. C. Revival of rainfall resources using technology. While revitalizing surface water resources and improving water storage, great attention should be paid to reviving rainfall. Rainfall is the main factor in providing water resources. The water reserves are accessible to a limited extent, revived by frequent rains. Due to the warming of the earth, the sources of rainfall have decreased profoundly. We can restore rain by using technology and cloud seeding in rainy seasons. There are three methods of cloud seeding. In the static seeding method, silver iodide is sprayed in the clouds. This method makes clouds more effective in dispersing water. Another method is dynamic cloud seeding, which mainly increases vertical air currents. The third method is hygroscopic seeding, during which salts are dispersed in the lower part of the cloud, and when water joins them, their size increases and precipitation occurs. The process of cloud seeding with a stimulating effect on increasing precipitation does not change the weather patterns of other regions. In that case, it can be very effective in reducing the drought of recent years, and it is very effective in solving the problem of climate change.